Ranger's Apprentice, written by John Flanagan and read by William Zappa.
Book 8, The Kings of Clonmel. Holt and Horace returned to the courtyard where Kicker and Abelard waited patiently. Holt was silent as they mounted and rode out of the castle, deep in thought. Horace was hardly surprised. Holt at the best of times was taciturn, and today he had a lot to occupy his mind. Horace tried to imagine what it must have been like for his unofficial mentor, for he too had learned a great deal from Holt and continued to do so, to face his treacherous brother after his long absence. A wry grin touched his mouth as he considered the other side of the coin. Presumably, it had been a disturbing experience for Holt, but it must have been 10 times worse for Ferris, he thought, and the king's behaviour had borne that out. The thought of the king brought a question to his lips, and he asked it abruptly without any preamble. "Do you trust him, Holt?" The ranger looked up at him, and his answer told Horace that he had been thinking along the same lines. "Ferris, not as far as I could kick him, and I'd enjoy seeing how far that might be," he added, with a hint of bitterness in his voice. "But I trust Sean. He'll keep Ferris in line, and he'll make sure he keeps his word." "He's a good man," Horace agreed. "But can he really do that? After all, Ferris is the king. Surely he can do as he likes." But Holt shook his head. "It's not that easy, even for a king, especially for this one," he added. "Ferris knows he needs Sean. He relies on him. You don't think any of those castle guards care a fig about what Ferris wants, do you? Didn't you notice that when Ferris dismissed them, none of them moved until Sean gave them the nod? If Ferris tries to cheat us or trick us, he'll alienate Sean, and right now he needs him.